Yeah, that it's crazy. And do you feel like the rest of Australia, especially in the sort of suburbanized and, you know, the cities of Australia, do you think we're sort of missing that community nowadays? Because there's just so many people around all the time and we're so interconnected that we almost don't need to know our neighbors anymore, right? I kind of feel nostalgic for that, for a time that's probably even before I was born, where people actually knew the names of their neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the cliche, you go to the country and everyone says g'day and you go to the city and no one does it. But the reality is there's not as many people around you, especially when you get right out there.
Yeah.
So you do say g'day. But, I mean, if you walk down Martin Place in the city and just started saying g'day to everyone and having a chat with everyone, you just wouldn't get anything done. So, like, the practicalities of it is there's basically – I mean, like, I travel around country towns and you get the best of it, but, you know, people say it's different if you live in here. Like, you get circled up into gossip.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is a bit of a hassle in everyone knowing what you're doing and also making up shit about what you're doing, as opposed to the city where you can die and 3 years later they find your rotten body in there. So there's benefits both ways, but it's basically not practical in the city to just say g'day to everyone. You won't get anything done. And
well, people think you're a weirdo, right? Because the rest of the people are all keeping to themselves. So if you deviate from the norm, everyone's like, what's this guy's issue?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to, you know, yeah, exactly. So you just got to, you got to cut through that by just going, how you going, cunt? And you'll find out pretty early whether they want to be friendly or not. You know, and if you say it with a smile and a twinkle in your eye, you might get away with it and not be put in the paddy wagon. So it's, you know, it's hit and miss. Some days you're hot, some days you're not.
So are there any, like, hidden away areas in Australia that you've sort of found, like hidden away gems, diamonds that you were like, holy crap, this town is here?
I like the opal mining towns. Like Grawen, which is just near Lightning Ridge. Lightning Ridge and Cooper Pedy, obviously the most famous ones. But
so these are in South Australia, right?
Yeah, South Australia, back in New South Wales, there's a few, and Queensland, the Yowa at the back of Queensland. Most of the houses are built by people before. So they've got, and they're all digging, and it's just got a sense of, you know, if you do something wrong, you know, if you steal someone's opal or fuck someone's wife, or you shouldn't have, you'd be put down a hole. But other than that, everyone's just like, you know, if something happens to you, you know why. It's not going to be a random. I remember I went to out the back of Grawen. I love that town. Near Lightning Ridge. So mining town, opal mining, and it's not big industrial mining. Opal town is still individual people, unlike gold mining, which is all super industrial now.
Yeah.
So it's all massive companies. So there's still that individual have a go spirit. And you're sitting around with these guys, you've just been down their tunnels and all these guys with big bushy beards and no teeth. And when I first left Sydney, people go, oh, don't go out to these small country towns. Be careful. You know, you'll be squealing like a pig, deliverance and all this. And then, and then you go out to these towns, like you'll say, you know, been down a mine, these guys with big beards and no teeth, and you're around a campfire and you're cracking a beer, and they go, where are you from? And then you go, Sydney, and they go, oh, Sydney, scary place. You just walk down the street and some random will shoot you. You
know, so it's the opposite, the complete opposite, right?
Well, yeah, they've got the same base fears about being killed, but just in a different way. And so you realize they're all the same. We're all projecting shit. It's just funny, really. You're just going, everyone's deep down scared of, but really, you're not going to walk. It's pretty safe walking through Sydney without, but if you grew up here, you're not really paranoid about being shot, and you grew up in an opal town, you're not really paranoid about someone throwing you down a mine shaft. So it's just funny how the commonality between everyone is, especially the more you travel. It's great.
So what are some of the lessons you've learned, and what are the best and worst things about being a comedian who's traveled all around Australia?
Probably the worst thing is having no money, but when you have no money, that's when you look back, you go, that was when the best of wildest time happened, especially when you don't have two kids to look after. But like, But I suppose the thing for me traveling, I've just introduced my kids, my girlfriend, and Gary knew it instinctively as a goat, is don't worry about stuff. Like, if things aren't going your way, just it's because there's something better coming up around the corner. Just ride out the lows, and just amazing things will happen, and you get addicted to that rhythm, and it's and that's really the only the privilege of people who travel unended. It's not like most people go, I've got 2 weeks to do a holiday and I'll do a full itinerary and make sure everything goes right. But if you go away on a holiday and everything goes right, it's probably been a pretty boring holiday.
So where would you suggest people go in Australia if they are to sort of, you know, disappear? And how would you suggest they do it? Just plan to go somewhere, but don't plan how you're going to do it.
Well, just give up your job, your relationship and everything, so you've got nothing that ties you to coming back at a certain date.
That's how all good road trips begin.
Yeah. Tell your husband or your missus that straight up. I might come back, but it's just going to be...
Don't count on it.
Yeah, like, if I have to give you a date where I come back, honey, it's really going to spoil this trip. So can you please understand me? I'd just say go to the towns that you haven't heard of before. Don't go to the, just drive and just drive. It's safe, and just stop and just get out there and, you know, do a bit of part-time work or just keep going. Don't have an itinerary. Just get in the car and drive. It's not that bad. Nothing really can go wrong. No one starves to death. And unless you're messing with anyone out there, no one's really going to do anything.
Just take a lot of water. You know, have 30 litres of water in the car.
Oh, not even that, really. People have stopped. I mean, even in that spot in Cameron's Corner, someone had stopped every half a day. But, like, obviously take water and... But people go, oh, I've got to get my car right. But if you break down, you break down. So many people go, oh, how'd you end up in this town 20 years ago? Oh, I was driving through. I broke down, got my car fixed here. I was stuck here for a week. And then I saw a part-time job for 3 days. I took it. And then I met a girl. I stayed here a bit longer. Anyway, I got her pregnant. And here I am 20 years later.
No kidding.
You know, like, so you just, you, there's no, the most of the country people, there's no plan in there. There's so many people with no plan. And you want to know what's ahead in you in the future. But I think it's a wonderful thing not knowing what the fuck's going to happen. But put yourself out there and travel and just keep doing it until, you know, that, like the John Walker guy who's just traveled, he's been walking around Australia for 35 years.
Really?
There's no end point. He's just going to do it until he dies on the side of the road.
He's just cutting laps.
He's cutting laps all right with his feet. So,
man, all right, finishing up, what happened to Gary?
He was only six, I thought he had bloat, and then I thought he had pneumonia, and then they said take him down to this specialist, and they said he had a whole lot of blood they had to drain. They did these tests, and then he was riddled with cancer, and then we had to put him down the next day. So, and I filmed it, and I've got the movie done, but I need about 20 grand for post-production, which I'm working on. And
can you tell us about the movie? What exactly is it?
Oh, it's before everyone said I'd do a movie on the life of Gary, but it just would have been a highlights reel. But I filmed him when he was getting sick and the whole process, and I filmed his death when he was euthanized. He went out not giving a fuck, just the way he lived, and that gave the whole, you know. And then I've just tied. It's basically a belly full of laughs and a bucket full of tears. It's the life of Gary, and it's also showing Australia, all this Australia that we're talking about. So I'm hoping it's, you know, but production companies just basically want to own it and then change the script. I want to do it so it's my script, and I've just got to keep inching ahead. If there's anyone out there who want to give me funding, I'll give you a return. People will watch this movie, but yeah.
Well, that's it. Well, maybe you just have to invest some time in learning how to use the programs in order to make it yourself and then just smash it out.
Oh, yeah, I can. I'm just full-time looking after the kids at the moment, and I'm just, yeah, I'll get there. I've just got to, that's the movie. It'll come out in about the year 2050. Stay tuned.
Is there going to be a sequel?
Oh, well, if I get Kevin the Cunt, they've offered me to get Kevin the Cunt, but Kevin the Cunt's probably just in a nursing home now, so we'll just see. I'd love to, if I get clear of all my debts and, you know, I've got 3 and a 5-year-old who, and a girlfriend who's sort of semi into it. I'd love to just get a goat and hit the road again, but,
So 10 out of 10 would recommend get a goat and hit the road, and you're going to have a good time in Australia.
Get a goat. When in doubt, get a goat and hit the road, especially especially if you're just single and just fucking don't know what to do, just get a go. You'll have so much fun.